This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Stop fighting, kids. Please.
We're not fighting. Is that what you think?
Okay. Hey, everybody. It's Alice. I think there are still tickets available for the Red Hot Chili Peppers show.
Yeah.
This is tonight, Band Together Bay Area. And it looks like they've... Oh, Hooman, did you know that they added the Glide Memorial Choir to this? The Glide Ensemble? I thought you might actually want to go check this out.
You know, I was invited, but tomorrow is a huge day for the morning show as we do the new music. And I need to be on my game, so I just can't go out like that tonight.
You need to be bring me your A game.
Eminem's coming out tomorrow, everyone. I'm sure you've heard.
Anyway, the show is tonight at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, and you can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. It is $99.50 to go to the show, but it all goes to Band Together Bay Area, which is supporting Tipping Point,
right?
Which we also supported with our fundraiser, and we actually have a wonderful number that we'll be sharing in the days ahead. About our fundraiser. So Red Hot Chili Peppers, aiding with Wine Country Fire Relief, and that's tonight. So if you're like, oh, Red Hot Chili Peppers, mm-hmm. I would love to go see them. This is your chance to do so. All right, let's begin with the most searched actors, musicians, movie shows, and more. Vinny just did the whole top 10 most searched things on Google. A lot of those names repeat in some of these subcategories. Most searched people, Matt Lauer, number one. Prince Harry's new fiance, actress Meghan Markle, and Harvey Weinstein. Those are the three top human beings that were searched for.
I thought Harvey would have been on Vinny's list.
You know, it's funny that Aaron
like
Hernandez
before...
was and not Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
That's actually very interesting.
Yeah.
Good point, Yus. Most searched actors, Meghan Markle's number one. That's not why people searched for her. But she is... an actor.
Oh, because she's marrying, you're yes. saying because of the...
She is an actor, and so they included her, and she's the most searched actor, although no one cared.
Yeah.
They just wanted to know about her and Harry. Kevin Spacey was number two. Mm. And Gal Gadot, who played Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
The most searched athletes were Floyd Mayweather, injured Boston Celtics star Gordon Hayward, and Yankees manager Aaron Boone. Who were they searching for him for? I don't even know why was he in the news this year?
Aaron Boone, did he take over as the manager?
Was he the new one?
For the Yankees?
People were just trying to find out what his deal was?
Maybe.
Well, I looked up his name and three articles popped up. How Aaron Boone plans to juggle an outfield with Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, he's the new manager.
So just Yankees
I don't
manager
follow
Boone.
The Yankees.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that's I was like.
But they are
okay.
a big deal.
The most searched movies this year, It was number one.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Beauty and the Beast was number two, and Wonder Woman was number three.
It was like the big summer movie, right? Or was that fall?
When did that come out? I think it came out around Halloween.
Yeah, like a week or two before Halloween.
But there was a lot of lead up and anticipation for that one. So
but
it's
it
not
crushed,
too surprising.
Right? It was like really well received.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Most searched musicians. Number one was Linkin Park.
Oh.
Number two was Cardi B. Yeah, not him, not Chester specifically, but Linkin Park in general. And number two was Cardi B, and Lil Pump was number three. The most searched songs, people who were like, let me get a listen to this.
Uh-huh.
Despacito. Despacito. Humble was number two. And Bad and Bougie was number three. The most searched TV shows. 13 Reasons Why was number one. People searched for that. Game of Thrones was number two. And This Is Us was number three.
This Is Us.
I still don't know that show.
I haven't seen one episode.
Everyone says it's so great.
Yeah, and people are flipping out.
What network is that on?
I don't even know. Is it one of the? It's one of the major networks, right?
Is it
ABC, CBS, NBC? I don't know. But it's a huge show.
Yeah,
and people, I see it parodied all the time too. They'll always, you know, have some skit about
NBC.
Oh, yeah, I need to check it out. The most searched sports teams: the Yankees were number one. The Houston Astros are number two, and the Boston Celtics, who I guess started off hot after landing Kyrie Irving.
Well, and they got another guy who was, I can't think of his name, but he's from Utah, and then he broke his leg or his foot the first game.
That sucks.
And that was going to be the team. It was Kyrie and this, what is that kid's name? He's really good, and he's from Utah, and it was going to make Boston compete against the Cavs for to represent in the Eastern Conference.
What team is he on?
He was from Utah, but he's on the Celtics. I can't believe I can't think of it. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Gordon Hayward?
That's the guy.
Oh, funny. Isn't he the most searched athlete guy?
Hold on.
Yeah, he was the injured Boston Celtics star, Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, it happened within minutes of him making his first start.
That sucks. So that's the most searched sports teams. Most searched dead people. Tom Petty was number one. Aaron Hernandez was number two. Chris Cornell was number three. Bill Paxton is fourth. And Hugh Hefner was fifth. So there are like 27 different categories, and you can actually Google that and find them. 2 years ago today... Jane, this one's for you.
Hi, Jane.
You're playing a game called...
Jane does afternoons here on Alice. You already know that because you listen all day.
Sure.
But I just thought I'd remind those of you, or maybe you're new.
Yeah.
Jane's excellent. Great afternoon radio
show. If you like pictures of hot black boots, Jane Picks on Instagram. J-A-Y-N Picks.
Every now and then you get a video, too, where you're like, whoa, that girl is feeling herself. She is
into it.
Yeah,
she's feeling myself.
Just like... all over it. You're like, whoa, the attitude is just popping off this thing. My goodness.
Cool.
Anyway, she discovers a lot of new music.
And she and Ed Sheeran are actually pretty close friends. Like she was, I think Alice was one of the first stations to ever play. I think the first time he ever heard one of his songs on the radio in America, it was on Alice.
Jane made that guy.
Yeah. He used to sit in her office and play with Legos. I'm not kidding. He would just be hanging out in there. Like, who's the dork in Jane's office? 2 years ago today, Ed Sheeran surprised fans by going off the grid. He shared on Instagram his decision to take a break from his phone, email, and social media to travel the world and see everything that he was missing after spending the 5 years of his life looking through a screen, as he put it. A year later, he came back to the stage and had a new perspective on the importance of a digital detox. So he has now gone 2 years without a cell phone. So you cannot reach him by phone. And apparently email is really, he said, text messages, forget it. I have an iPad and I get email on that. And that's how you get a hold of me.
I love it.
He said that, he was on Instagram yesterday and he wrote, 2 years since I ditched my phone. X, kiss. It was a New Year's resolution aimed to decrease stress. And he said, I bought an iPad. I just work off email. It's so much less stress. I don't wake up in the morning and have to answer 50 messages of people asking for stuff. It's just like I wake up and have a cup of tea. Upon his return with the new album, Divide, the one that he released earlier, he said, I feel like life is all about balance and my life wasn't balanced. Taking it all off the scale balanced it, oddly enough. Taking it all off. Basically was saying, social media, forget it. I just, you know, he does the Instagram thing, but he's not into social media. He said it was a head F. And because of internet, he says, I go on it and there's nothing but people saying mean things. One comment ruins your day. And it's true, it can.
And as an artist, you don't want that stuff to influence what he's up to.
Absolutely.
You don't want any of our artists to be worrying about what they create before they've even shown it to anybody because they are bombarded with hate over the last thing they did or whatever. And as an artist, he doesn't need to be dealing with the phone all the time.
Right. It's a distraction.
Most of us have to have our phone.
Yep.
But he can get rid of it. Good for him.
He's got people all around him who can let him know what's going on.
After I'm no longer doing this show and working, I could see myself getting rid of it. I don't know why I'd need it.
You know, because it is a great way to keep in touch with the people that you are at someplace with. Hey, meet me over by blah, blah, blah. Mm. I mean, it's a great convenience. Social media, though? Adios. I don't need to see the mean comments. I don't need to be posting. I don't need everyone to know what I'm up to. I'd much rather wake up in the morning and have a cup of tea like Ed Sheeran. I'm gonna pull an Ed Sheeran.
In that Ed Sheeran article, does he talk about his appearance in Game of Thrones?
He does not.
Okay.
Yes, he got a lot of hate for that. Yeah. But he didn't read any of it because he doesn't go on social media. He is still very active on Instagram. Maybe he just doesn't read the comments. They are hidden for the most part. Mm. What does it show you? Like one or anybody that you follow that made a comment that'll pop up underneath, you know, in the comment section. But I don't really, unless you specifically go look, you won't see him. He's very active actually on Instagram, in studio selfies with Eminem recently, cheery holiday snapshots, and tons of photos of his cats.
Cats.
It is boring playing with cats, so I'm sure that's why.
How does a guy who tours the world regularly have pets at all?
Somebody must be there taking care of the home.
He's got a girlfriend, right?
He does.
Or just a little house manager.
Well, and he didn't just have to take... I mean, he's back out now. I mean, clearly his arms have healed. But he broke both of those not that long ago. So maybe he had a little time at home. Oh, thank God I'm home. So there you go. It's nice to hear. I've often thought that my kids just don't even know a day when they didn't have cell phones or were connected. Like, it's always been, for us, there was none of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it was like 1985 or 6 by the time I got my, my first actual little Mac. Remember the little brown MacBook tan?
Mm-hmm.
Not MacBook. What was it called? Just called a Macintosh, right?
Yeah.
Mac 1 mm-hmm. or something.
I didn't have one of those. My first one was that sort of weird colored all-in-one piece.
Oh, the iMac. Your first ever computer that you owned was in 1997?
7 or 8, whenever that was. The one that I gave away to a school because Lewis kept writing me.
You called it the email machine.
Right.
Yes.
That's really all it was.
That was my first one. Hmm. But my kid, she stopped now because they learn so fast how to work these devices. She would walk up to me on my laptop and just start swiping at the screen. I'm like, no,
this isn't one of those.
That doesn't do that.
Right.
But they're,
I'm sick of what you're looking at, Dad.
They're on it, man. They pick these things up quick.
Well, and they'll never, your daughter is a perfect example. She'll never know a time that doesn't involve smartphones and smart screens, and they're only going to get better.
So we're working with her on how to deal with opinions from others and more.
You should. I was not equipped for the stuff that started happening when my kids finally got their first cell phones.
If you asked her right now how to respond to someone who says that what you're wearing or what you think is stupid, her response would be, "That's your opinion, punk."
Where have I ever heard that?
Yeah. I don't know if I want that coming out of a 4-year-old.
I don't either.
Well,
I'd just block that person.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not talking. I'm talking about in person. If someone says something to you, that's your opinion.
Oh, nobody talks to each other in person anymore.
Oh, no. That'll be on social media. Yet. But yeah.
So she's not going to say that to me.
Well, if you say something mean to her, she will.
I'm going to say something mean to her the next time I see her.
Just so we can hear that.
I want to hear that. And I'll have my tape recorder ready. And by tape recorder, I mean some app on my phone.
Right.
Because I don't have a tape recorder anymore. Forbes named Mark Wahlberg the most overpaid actor of 2017. This is that list where they say for every dollar you pay this person, here's your return on it. And this, by the way, did not include his last two movies, which were Transformers The Last Night and Daddy's Home 2. I don't know how those did.
Daddy's Home 2, I thought you said was doing pretty good.
How did that fare?
I saw it. I liked it. I didn't hate it.
So maybe this number went up. Anyway, for every dollar that you pay Mark Wahlberg, he returns about $4.40. They're saying Deepwater Horizon, Patriot's Day.
Oh, I like Patriot's Day. I like that.
Did you?
Yeah, that's the one about the Boston Marathon bombing. I liked it. I thought
that's included in this.
The idea that they made a movie about that shocked me. We watched it anyway, and it turned out to be pretty good.
Right. I guess it just didn't do what they hoped it would do. The formula they use is kind of complicated. Basically, they look at the last three live-action movies that the actor or actress made and compared what they were paid with what the operating income ended up being. The movies had to be released in at least 2,000 theaters. They had to be big movies to count.
Daddy's Home 1 made $150 million. Daddy's Home 2 made $100 million.
And is still out.
It's still out, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's your worst return on investment. Christian Bale's number two. $6.70 for each dollar paid.
What did he do this year?
I don't even know. Johnny Depp was number one the past 2 years. I guess he has been on a break. Dealing with some stuff. Channing Tatum's actually not a great return on investment, which is kind of surprising. He was number three last year as well. $7.60 for every dollar that you
pay
him.
Well, Logan Lucky wasn't huge, was it?
I don't think it was.
I watched
it. You liked it, though, right?
I thought it was okay. I kind of should have put my laptop down. I don't think I paid enough attention.
Number four was Denzel. Denzel Washington returns about $10 for each dollar that you pay him.
I know what Christian was in.
What?
He was in that movie that no one saw that we were begging everybody to see, The Promise, about the Turks and the Armenians and the genocide.
Oh. Did that open in at least 2,000 theaters?
Oh, yeah.
And Brad Pitt's number five on this list. If you're Brad Pitt and you get paid a dollar, you return about $11.50. So those are the worst bets, apparently, the most overpaid actors for 2017. Quickly, HBO's Big Little Lies, it's coming back for a second season.
Oh.
And no one is happier than the people on the Monterey Peninsula.
That's great.
Huge financial boon for the peninsula. And they say... promotion for Monterey and for Pacific Grove and the areas surrounding, like that you can't buy. That they felt like their little towns were shown in wonderful light, and they say tourism is way up.
Oh, that's good.
And that they and there were a lot of fees paid. They were there for 4 weeks filming, and they paid tons of permitting, and so it was not just an immediate cash asset or return for them. But they're saying the production left about $2.5 million in revenue during the 4 weeks. They made a big impact. So they're very excited for the production to return there and feel that it'll just be more great press.
When is it coming? Do you know?
Let me see if it says when they're going to film it. I don't see it used.
It did look so. All the scenes looked really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Even the beginning as they're driving down the roads getting to the school where the thing is sort of around. Big Little Lies, U.S. Open. They put us on display for the world. That carries us into places, frankly, I don't have the budget to get us, says their person in charge of tourism. So there you go. Good news for the Monterey Peninsula. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
How long are you contagious after you've been sick? I'll tell you that.
Oh.
Also, what do women find attractive in men?
You tell me.
I'm going to tell you
all
after
right.
These. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:37 Thursday morning, and this part of the program is brought to you by HSBC Bank. Coming up at 9:15, we peak for the week. Woman and my husband John are going to be reviewing Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
And Sarah will be chiming in sporadically.
She did see it. You did see
it. I did see it, but I'm going to try
to... You do have an opinion.
I do, but I'm going to try to keep that to myself.
Why would you do that?
Because it's not my review. So I'm going to try to pipe down.
The Radio Alice Report.
The tune-in factor is high for this movie. Maybe the highest tune-in factor of all times.
People want to hear about it.
Of all
Well,
time.
Not only because they're reviewing the much and highly anticipated Star Wars, but also, can Sarah keep her opinion to herself?
It's highly improbable.
Is it, that's the tune-in factor strong.
Yeah, no one cares.
See you at 9:15.
They've met me. Boy, that girl can't shut up. Somebody give her a radio show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon. Check her show out. It's really
Jane,
good.
Jane, you're playing a game called.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
Real fun.
She's a fun girl.
She's a nice lady. Here's what's happening. The latest on the California wildfires, they continue to burn. I'm not going to get all into it because they've been burning for, what, a week now?
Yeah, at least.
The colossal wildfire burning northwest of L.A. is now the fourth largest fire in California history.
Oh.
And they say it's likely to keep growing as winds continue to fan the flames. I was thinking about that. Not necessarily that, but we haven't had the rain we would really like to have.
It rained for a little bit, and then it just kind of stopped.
I know someone headed up to Tahoe, and they were like, my neighbor said, it's 50 up there. And I went, oh, I haven't thought about.
That's warm, right?
Yes. Yeah. I've been surfing and haven't thought about the snow at all. And
because it seemed like we were getting rain.
And he was getting ready for a trip and was all, yeah, we're going to
go see how it is.
We're going up.
Yeah.
We'd plan to. So anyway, the wind down south continues to fan the flames and the fire is still burning. Food.
Some rain. Yes.
You love it.
I'm sorry. Are you speaking my language?
Yes, I am.
All right.
According to a new survey, 43% of American adults consider themselves to be picky eaters now. Are you a picky eater?
Probably.
You're not.
I really don't feel like I am one.
You're not even close to a picky eater.
But,
you eat almost all the stuff.
Yeah, I'll eat pretty much it. But when it comes to something that I know and like, I do have ways that I want it prepared.
And if the poor thing's a lobster, it hasn't got a hope of having anything left of it.
Yeah, I am picky when it comes to that. I'll pick every bit of meat out of that thing.
Right. I mean,
pick
you
that
are
body clean.
You are you right? So you're not a picky eater.
No,
you go for it.
I do.
54.
Are you a picky eater?
Yeah, I think I'm a pain in the ass.
Oh.
I mean, I'll eat a lot of stuff. I'm not a vegan, but if I have my options. I would be like, yeah, I'm not eating that.
Mm.
I'll just make a quick sandwich and be done.
Right. Eat to live.
54% of parents have to cook two different meals because they couldn't get their kids to eat the same thing. Over half are willing to cook two different meals.
Yeah, I've done that.
You have?
Yeah, I try to avoid it as much as possible, but there are certain things that I want to have that I know my kids aren't going to eat. So you just make something else.
28% of couples do it too.
Oh, really?
They'll make for each other. They'll make two things so that
everyone
the one person can
want.
Have what
right.
they want,
yeah.
And the person who's picky gets what they want.
Gets their plain chicken and mashed potatoes.
From this survey, our favorite foods are pizza, steak, and chicken. The foods we hate the most: liver.
Oh.
Followed by seafood and Brussels sprouts.
Oh. But I hate to admit it, but my mom served me liver my whole life growing up. I don't hate liver.
I've never had it.
I'd never select it on a menu, but I didn't hate it. And seafood, oh my God, I live on seafood. And Brussels sprouts, I had them last night. I love Brussels sprouts.
You had Brussels sprouts last night?
I have Brussels sprouts on the regular.
Like once a week?
Probably at least once a week.
Wow.
They're delicious. Mm. Love those little suckers.
12% of employees say they've stolen a coworker's lunch before.
Oh. Have you ever done that?
Stolen a coworker's lunch? No. Yeah,
I would
I'm
never
not
do
eating
that.
Something
that
no. I don't know where it comes from. No way.
Unless it looks delicious.
Yeah, no, and I used to be, when I was young, I used to be really good. I don't have time for it anymore. Packing my own food. So I would make my own brown rice and have beans and
did it ever get stolen?
No, because I pretty much worked in radio stations where it
You're
was
kind of alone a lot of the time.
I didn't have to sweat it, but I always was really good about making my own food and having something healthy.
You had time for that.
Yeah.
Now you have a kid.
That's gone.
And a 3-hour commute both ways.
Thank you.
Sure.
The number one food people say to avoid on a first date is anything with a ton of garlic.
Oh, yeah. Oy.
Number two is anything with beans.
Oh, well, okay.
Is that the farting thing?
I guess so.
All right, fine.
Oh, lots of food makes you fart, though. Beans get a bad rap.
I agree. So here's a study out of Australia that found a man's muscles are by far the most important factor in whether a woman will find him attractive.
His muscles.
His ugly face isn't the thing. It's the muscles. You know, like a guy could be kind of butt ugly, but if he's got muscles, he's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they just mean sort of all over body tone because...
Researchers found that a man's muscles account for 70% of his attractiveness.
So if you want small muscles, and that's what he's got.
How tall and how lean he is accounts for another 10%.
Oh. How tall?
Your face barely even registers.
Oh. It's your sort of overall formation.
Yeah.
If you have the body type someone likes. Hmm. All right.
All right.
Man bod. No, dad bod. Like a dad bod.
She winks at me.
Are you, Vinny?
God, I can't stand it. I am just going to exercise my brains out this upcoming vacation.
I won't be that into you anymore.
I got to pull off the cookies, too. I have to pull off the cookies.
You don't have to. You just, after the holidays, I've let it go. I'm for sure not going to worry about it until January 1st. And then I'll start worrying again.
Is it wrong to sign your work?
To sign your work? Like if you're an artist?
Whatever you do.
What else would you sign?
Well, in this case, 53-year-old Simon Bramhall is a liver, spleen, and pancreas surgeon.
It's wrong to sign your work.
Oh, hold on.
Man.
It's wrong.
You don't know.
You don't leave your initials at the scar point.
He was in court this week and admitted to signing his initials on two patients' livers.
Oh, right on the livers.
During the two transplants in February and August of 2013, he used a tool to carve his initials into the liver. Normally, this tool is used to sketch out the areas to operate on the liver, but he signed his initials in there.
And who bitched? The nurses?
Another surgeon noticed the initials in 2014 during a different operation on one of those patients and alerted the hospital. Simon resigned as this news broke, and he's finally having his trial this week. He's pleaded guilty to assault.
That's what they're calling it, assault. Because I was like, well, if it doesn't hurt anybody.
How long does a guy get for signing his initials on your liver?
I don't know. Isn't it enough that he's probably not going to find another job as a doctor? Isn't that punishment enough?
I don't really know.
Is his license being suspended,
did you say? It doesn't say.
Yeah. Six months.
6 months?
I don't really know if it didn't do any long-term harm.
And if
maybe just a suspension.
I don't really...
Are you bummed?
I mean, I do actually think it's... I don't know if I'm bummed. It hasn't happened to me. I haven't had time to process it. If some doctor signed a liver that was donated to me, I just don't know. I don't know what he should get. I do think it's wrong. You shouldn't do that. That's a... body part. Like, let's not do that. It seems crass.
Sarah and Yuzette are saying zero time. I'm saying 6 months.
What's six months.
I'm saying suspension of his medical license.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't have a... He'll be sentenced in January, and I'll follow up then.
Yeah, please do.
I'd be interested, Vinny,
to hear what he should get.
Well, if I've been given a new lease on life, I would like to think I'm not going to sweat something like that. On the other hand, some dude wrote his name on my liver?
So like, what?
I'm not sure if I'm mad about that or not.
Let me ask you this.
You dick.
Yeah, like, that's inappropriate.
Can I ask the judge if I can just punch him in the face once?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, sure.
I'll feel
that's
a lot
nice.
Better okay. about it if I can just have some man justice.
Do you want any money, too?
No, I'll just punch him in the face real good.
Ooh, can I get some money out of this?
Maybe.
Oh. I just don't know that I'm certainly not going to be like, well, take it out.
Well, of course not.
I'm keeping it.
510 says, dude, save my life. Sign away.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, maybe
that.
I would go that way. Unless I thought he was kind of a dick, you know.
Someone
bad
says
bedside
probation.
Man.
Probation?
Yeah, I don't know. That is a hard one. It is wrong.
This is one of those things that happens in every workplace. Someone gets sick.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Person happens here
sick.
All the time.
First day, they're feeling it a little, but they come to work because they're not bad enough to call out.
Right.
Next day, is that
the worst day?
They get up, go in. They're bad, but they, you know.
Maybe they go home or lay the groundwork for, I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
if it's anything like this, I'm not coming in. I shouldn't have come in today.
Yeah.
Now they've touched everything. Everybody else has been around them.
Their smeary ass germs are everywhere.
And then, so a couple days passes and they come back to work, right? So what is the deal? When are they, and this has always been a question of mine, like, when are you good?
Right.
When are you safe?
Well, what I've always heard is that it's the first couple days when you're super contagious. But what is the truth?
Here's what doctors have to say about it. In general, it's not safe to be around someone until at least 5 to 7 days after their symptoms started. 5 to 7 days.
So you're contagious the whole time.
That's when they're most contagious. 5 to 7 days after the start of a sickness.
So the very first tickle, you get a 5 to 7 day vacation. Enjoy it.
Well, that's no one gets that.
No,
so there's
of course
just
not.
Really there is this should alleviate some of the stress you feel about whether or not you are. Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. You are. And there's no way you're going to be able to take 2 weeks off to be symptom free and show up and not get everybody sick.
Right.
But that's what doctors are saying. Here's what you need to do. Wash your hands as much as possible. And if you are sick, cough into your elbow instead of your hands. Mm-hmm.
How about wearing a mask at work? You know, in a lot of Asian countries, they just wear masks regularly. Why couldn't we just be like, I'm sick, I'm wearing a mask? I'll just do the whole thing.
You'll sound muffled.
Hey, guys, good morning. It's Thursday. It's a beautiful day out the window. Look at that beautiful blue autumnal sky. But this wouldn't bother anybody, would it?
The Star Wars review is right around the corner, everyone.
I know. So excited.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 650 says, Vinny, I dig that. Best response.
What
I told my daughter to. Some kid told her she looked stupid. And I told her, that's your opinion, punk. That's what you say to that person if they say that to you. Who asked you?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, snap back.
Who asked you?
No one wants to know what you think.
Right.
How's that?
Opinions are like.
Yeah. Go write it on Facebook and leave me be. You punk. Who does that? Little four-year-olds.
All
saying
four-year-olds.
That stuff
four-year-olds
to each
other. Are terrible to
you
each other.
You look stupid.
Yeah. Children in general. They're horrible people.
And what's funny is she looked really cute. I was like, that's crazy. You look
so
cute
then
today.
It's probably the
then
opposite.
He likes her.
He likes her.
Oh, it was another girl that said it.
She likes her.
Oh, all right.
She probably likes her often.
She's probably
jealous
of her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People say bad things to other people because they feel bad about themselves.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
You should say, insecure. You should have sympathy for that person and say, oh, you obviously need therapy. Poor thing.
Look at that kid. How could you say that looks stupid?
What kind of outfit is it?
Well, you know, as a grown up, that is kind of a stupid outfit. But for a 4 year old, it's like a 3-layer tulle skirt, like a ballet skirt. She's got pink, bright pink stockings on and like a white shirt with a logo on it.
Shoes.
Purple shoes.
Oh, I know. A little girl.
She's
that's
adorable
a girl.
For a 4 year old. If I wore that to work, I'd never hear the end of it.
Wow.
Well, that's a little girl.
Like, that's your opinion, punk.
Patriots Day was awesome, says 650.
Oh, right. That's the one about the Boston Marathon bombing.
Vinny, you'll still need a phone because of your daughter. I keep mine close just in case emergencies with my kids.
It is an incredible convenience that when you don't have it for a minute, you realize how alone you were in the world before that.
It's funny. If I go for a surf and I'm gone for 2 or 3 hours in the water where I can't touch the thing and I get back and someone's written me and then they're like, what the hell?
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Are you
what the
everything okay?
You know, I wasn't anywhere near it. Relax.
I know. I actually get phone guilt because when I get home, I put it on the charger and I go about my day. And then I realize, like, I've walked somewhere, or, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm not counting those steps. That sucks. And then I get back to it. I'm like, oh, no, there's 10 messages on here. These people couldn't get a hold of me. What have I done? The hotline's ringing.
Oh.
That must be my husband and my dad.
Our movie reviewers are here. Okay, we'll take a break and come back with a couple texts, and then the Star Wars The Last Jedi movie review.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.